Armstrong, toxic brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, I am sorry that you couldn't hear me before. Oh man, something's up with this software. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, hello everyone and welcome to our live feed update for March 13th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong. How's it going, everyone? I'm doing great. As I was telling Jen earlier, I still haven't recovered from daylight savings. It's not a happy thing.
Struggle.
Yeah. You know, the feeds were down for so long. It was just like, I don't even know how to do these things anymore.
What is life? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that's happening on the live feeds for yesterday. And very, very excited to do so. Well, let's get started. The feeds finally came back at noon Eastern. And we learned a lot of things because the feeds have been down for so long. First of all, Erica won the POV and she did not use it. So Ryan's plans have gone up in smoke, Jen.
What a surprise. I mean, putting up your two allies, nothing's going to go wrong with that, right? I mean, logic.
Yeah, that's it's usually a good plan to, you know, to try to backdoor somebody by putting up two of your allies that everyone wants out. But just doesn't seem to be working out for him.
Nope, not this time.
Yeah. There's also this new alliance. We had seen rumblings of Kayla and Derek and Jesse wanting to go to Erica and Johnny and make some sort of 5-person alliance with them before the feeds cut. When they come back, they're talking about this 7-person voting block alliance thing that consists of those 5 people and Allie and Olivia. What did you think of this whole 7-person thing?
You know, I thought it was interesting because I feel in the history of Big Brother, the big alliances that start at the beginning don't end up doing too well. And I think, I don't know, I think it'll be very interesting to see how it plays out because, you know, Derek and Kayla have their thing with Jesse and Paris. And I don't know, I think it'll be interesting to see how they balance the two different things and kind of how that alliance ends up working out.
Yes. Very, very, very interesting stuff here. Allie is somebody also like this 7-person alliance is filled with people that are not very loyal to the idea of it overall. Between, you know, Allie and Johnny and Erica, basically everyone. But Allie in particular wants to talk to Ryan about, look, you gotta calm down. You gotta be a little cooler. Allie wants to protect Ryan from himself because, you know, when the feeds cut, I think we all assumed that Ryan was doomed, that his downfall was coming. And by the time the feeds came up, the downfall had happened. Everyone has turned on Ryan, and Allie is one of the few people left who still feels like she can salvage something from him and wants to be the person to say, hey, I've got your back. Here's what you should be doing to protect yourself. And Ryan's not really taking the advice, but at least he's got a buddy.
I mean, he probably should take the advice because he really has nothing else at this point. But yeah, at least he has someone kind of in his corner and who's trying to get the target back on Moran and Veronica. But I don't really know how well that's going to work, but at least he has someone.
Yeah, it's never good to be alone in the house, and Ryan feels alone, and he's very much taking the route of like, man, you know, I just it's everyone else's fault.
Right. I've nobody, done nothing wrong.
Yeah, nobody knows the game like me. I just know this game too well. I've got over 800 hours of experience watching this show, and nobody can understand me. I'm too smart.
I'm already a top 10 player at this game. It's week one. I'm already top 10.
Yeah.
Before I even entered the house, I was top 10. Like, get on my level, guys. Come on.
it's like that episode of House where there's this really smart guy and he's like poisoning himself to make himself dumber so he can relate to his girlfriend. That's what Ryan needs to do. Yeah. He's just too smart.
Right. Just too much.
So Veronica is not having Ryan. The stage was set for her because, like, day two in her Big Brother experience, Ryan was like, hey, this is what we do. We call house meetings and talk about chores and then call people out. So she was like, well, let's do that to Ryan. Well, I'm not happy about what Ryan's been doing, so let's talk about Ryan. And so Veronica calls a house meeting, and very similarly to how it went when Ryan called one, she attempts to do some sort of weird, like, so, guys, how are you today? Oh, Ryan, by the way, you're a loser, and you're calling, and you're doing things wrong, and you tried to flip the house. Why'd you try to flip the house, Ryan? And basically, as soon as she started to call Ryan out, the whole thing flopped. Ryan was like, what are you talking about? You have no idea what you're talking about. You should not be doing this. Like, you think you're going to call me out in front of everyone? Like, why are you doing this? Doom Tribe in the chat says, Veronica's the worst, not entertaining, very much the anti-Brent stance. So this house meeting, pretty much flopped. Some people thought it was entertaining, some people didn't, but I think the thing that we can all agree on is that it was a terrible game move and did not work for Veronica.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like she went in with this whole big elaborate plan, and then just as it went on, she was just like slowly crumbling, like, ooh. It was just like almost cringy for me to watch. And I'm like, honey, no.
Yeah. I think it was Erica maybe that said like she thought that she could be Aika, but there's only one Aika. Because yeah. she just totally crumbled. Like even right before the whole thing started, she just seemed super nervous and like, I don't know if I should be doing this. Like it was very much like, feel like I should be doing for entertainment's sake, but I'm terrified of it and I can barely go through with it. This whole thing ends up helping Ryan, according to a lot of the people in the house. Erica did bring up some things in the meeting that I think were pretty valid. She talked about, like, dude, you make people feel uncomfortable when you criticize their games and tell them what they're doing wrong and that everyone thinks they're in alliances. But overall, they feel like Ryan comes out benefiting from this meeting. A lot of people talked about how they don't think that they can rely on Veronica as an ally, both because of the, you know, sporadic nature of calling house meetings and then also just not being able to back yourself up. Like, how do you rely on somebody like that, Jen?
Right. I mean, you can't just sit there and confront people and then be like, oh, just kidding. Like, my bad. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, it's too, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but it's too, like, you just can't do that. You can't do that to your allies. You can't be that confrontational and then just kind of be like, oh, never mind. Because what's that going to do to your alliance when you're clearly with these people and you try to call someone out and then just moves the target over to your friends? And yeah.
What would happen if you had to call somebody out in the Big Brother house, Jen?
It wouldn't end well. I'm not good with confrontation. I'd be like, oh yeah, you're right, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, bye. Like, it would not end well.
So very similar to how Veronica did it.
See, except I wouldn't even take like the initiative to call someone out. I just like chill and let someone else do it. I'll just like sit on the couch and be the one whenever they were like, oh, Ryan, you have so much more knowledge than the rest of us. I'd be like, yeah, you do. You're a bigger super fan than I am. That would be me.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Stacked in the chat says, these house meetings prove that you can be saved from yourself by somebody else being an idiot.
Truth.
Yeah. Stuart in the Facebook chat asks, who lasts longer, Marin or Veronica? And that really does seem like the main concern of the feeds at the moment is Marin or Veronica are almost definitely going to be the next people targeted. But which of them will go first? A lot of people were talking about Marin, but I don't know.
Yeah, as of right now, I'm kind of leaning a little bit towards Veronica because I feel like Marin hasn't done much to warrant himself as a bigger target over Veronica, but that's just my personal opinion. I'm not quite sure. And I saw that last night, right before they went to bed, I believe, Marin told Hamza that he was his ride or die. And Hamza was like, oh, I got your back. So like, at least that's kind of something that might be legit that Marin has in his corner, but not quite sure.
Yes, Marin has managed to make some genuine allies. Ultimately, though, that may be to his detriment because that's one of the reasons why some of the other house guests are thinking maybe he should go first, because the Erica, Kayla kind of group are seeing Marin, you know, starting to bond with people like Ryan and people like Hamza. And when they see that, they're like, well, at least Veronica is not with them. Well, maybe we should target Marin first. But of course, if somebody on that side of the house, the other side of the house wins, I know Allie even was talking at one point about targeting Veronica, and she thinks Veronica should go over Marin. So it really could go either way. And the other thing about Marin is that when you're talking about which of them will be targeted first, assuming that one of the majority house guests wins HOH and follows through with this plan to target one of the new people, even if you think, okay, maybe we have Veronica, maybe we don't, I think if you put Veronica up on the block next to Marin, she does something to cause you to send her home. Marin is just so much more low-key, and I think that Veronica just comes off as more threatening in general, and she'll blow up or she'll do something, and Marin will just be sitting there, and I think there's a decent chance that she could go just because of that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like she'd open her mouth and say something or do something that'll piss off everyone, and Marin will just be chilling.
Yes. I mean, honestly, people should never want Veronica. People should be understanding that Veronica is just like a really weird version of her namesake in Victoria. and just like drag her to the end. Cause like,
right. She's not going to win.
Yeah. Just let her call people out. Like, don't even tell her what you're doing. Just, come on. It's the best bet here.
Right.
All right. So Erica talked to Johnny about this Alliance of Seven. They're kind of discussing the merits of it. She's saying, I think it's fine for now, but I definitely don't want to stay loyal to this forever. We need to start culling our own herd a bit before we get rid of everyone on the other side, because I don't trust everyone in here. I think she's talking about Allie and Olivia. I think that she likes Kayla and Derek. She had a conversation later with Kayla where she kind of said the same thing. So that's where those thoughts are coming from. She probably doesn't tell Kayla this, if Kayla is the person that she's talking about cutting. And I think that I think that from Erica's perspective, she likes having the showmance in there because the showmance is going to have a bigger target than her. I don't know how she feels about Jesse, though. They did talk about like, oh, I'd choose you over Jesse. So that's sort of where that stands. I think that original core five alliance is tighter than the two add-ons. But, you know, all of these people think differently in terms of who they're going to be loyal to. This is an alliance right now, but it is not the bomb squad. This is not something that is like locked in place by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely got the same thing from that conversation about. Yeah.
Yes. She also wants to target Maddie or Will at some point. Will, because he seems easy to manipulate and she can't really tell where his head is at. A lot of people talk about Maddie as a target. Not a lot of people talk about Will, but, you know, Erica is, so that's not a good thing.
Right. You would think that him being easy to manipulate would be a reason to keep him potentially, but to each their own, I guess.
Well, if you're not a manipulator, then you got to be careful of the people that are easy to manipulate.
That's fair.
Maddie is on a lot of people's lists. Will, not so much, but he is a target of Erica's. So he needs to be wary of that. This whole Maddie, Will, Paris trio seems to be in the crosshairs of a lot of the people in that seven person alliance. And if that's the case, then I don't know what they're doing focusing their efforts on people like Ryan and Veronica and Marin, because for my money, Will, Paris, and Maddie are infinitely more dangerous than Ryan, Hamza, Marin, Veronica. And they could easily just bring in all, like, Ryan wants nothing more than to be accepted by the cool kids. Mm-hmm. They could easily bring him in. Hamza is always going to be a lone wolf. He's always going to target you. Hamza is the person that you should be getting out now. Mm-hmm. And then the new people, Veronica, like I said, she's just like sometimes we call people like puppy dogs. Veronica's like one of those little yappy dogs, and just like yap, yap, yap all the time. And you could just like give her some treats and she'll come along.
Right.
I really feel like these people are pretty harmless, but if you sleep on Paris and Maddie and Will for too long, that's when the danger strikes. And if they get an HOH and they waste it on somebody that's not Paris, Maddie, or Will, I think they're in for a surprise.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like those three are super strong and can go and do really great things in the game. And I agree that if they don't start paying attention to that, it could be detrimental.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure a light just flickered here, so there's a massive storm outside in Boston, by the way. So if this podcast just ends abruptly, hope that I'm alive. I'll get on my phone and start updating you via Twitter, at Armstrong Taren. Yes. All right. Well, moving forward, Derek and Jesse talk about Ryan and Marin, how they're probably working together. They should probably go up on the block together. They're very focused on this block right now. The guys in particular seem less worried about the Paris, Maddie, Will thing. Obviously, Jesse in particular, because Jesse still has this connection to Paris, although it is, you know, when they're together, everything's great, but when they're apart, it's like, where's the connection? They're trying to keep it on the down low, I guess. But it's very hard to determine like the extent of their connection, because they really are on kind of different sides of the house. Even though they had this real deal alliance, that's kind of gone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So if they genuinely are working with each other more than anybody else almost, then they are close to pulling off the thing that everyone always wants to pull off, which is secretly very close, but on different sides of the house protecting each other, which would be pretty amazing to see. But I'm not sure that's really the case.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I saw something yesterday about how she was going to avoid him for 3 days because Olivia wanted to shoot her shot with Jesse. I'm just like, what is going on? Like, what is happening? Why? I don't understand.
Well, Jen, when you like somebody, you always encourage other people to flirt with them and like take a shot with them, right?
Right. That logic. Doesn't everyone do that? Like,
I mean, that's what I do. Olivia had a conversation with Paris where she was like, should I go for Jesse? Are you going for Jesse? Like, what's going on with Jesse? Everybody loves Jesse. I don't see it. I mean, he's a handsome guy. He's very good socially in this game, but I don't see why there's like five different women who apparently went for Jesse.
Right.
It is very similar to Zach, where it was like, where Zach was in the house in Big Brother Canada 3 and like basically every single woman in that house was like into Zach at one point or another. I don't know.
I don't know either.
He's got some sort of secret sauce. So that whole thing's happening and it's very strange, but Paris is, another person. She had a conversation, after her conversation with Olivia, she talked to Will late in the day, about how she is very curious about why Erica was also somebody that had told Olivia that she should go for it. So like Paris is like, oh, go for it, Olivia. And then she's like, I can't believe Erica said for Olivia to go for it.
I feel like I'm in middle school and just like watching things from like the outside of like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. Like, that's my guy, but I told her to go. So I'm always
back and forth between like how much of this is good gameplay by Paris and how much of this is just genuine, like middle school
jealous of.
Cause she's also, so now she's like talking about like targeting Erica and targeting Olivia because of their, you know, what they're talking about with Jesse. And like, is that just cause you're jealous of their connection with Jesse?
Right. Like,
are they a threat to your game? Because they are kind of a threat to your game because Erica was talking about potentially targeting people like Paris. But you know, it's very hard to figure out. I need more, diary rooms from Paris.
Definitely.
Yes. By the way, this has been mentioned on Twitter, but seeing Paris and Will talk together is very reminiscent of John and Netta.
I have to do like double takes occasionally. I'm like, wait, we're good.
Yeah. Even like the like platonic, but also slightly flirty thing going on. Like it's very strange.
Yep.
It's like they pulled them out of an alternate dimension portal.
Right. John and Netta 2.0.
Yes. Kayla and Veronica talked about this idea of like, oh, they prefer Marin to go before, Kayla and Erica talked about how they prefer Marin to leave before Veronica because Marin is so connected with that other side. They feel like they have Veronica, but they're not like super into Veronica as a whole. Andrew ends up confronting Johnny about something that happened in the veto. I could not really follow what he was like. Johnny said that Andrew was on one of his pieces, but Johnny was like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize the extent to which you were hurt. And he was like, yeah, but you said my. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I was so confused.
Yes. But apparently Andrew did get hurt somehow. He was potentially out of the house to receive medical attention. And that was, I assume, what caused the feeds to be down. We talked about this a little bit last night, but I think it had something to do with smoke and lungs. Johnny mentioned that he was having trouble breathing or something. So we can assume that the reason the feeds were down was because Big Brother Canada wants to avoid looking like they harmed their contestants and they don't want to get sued.
Yep, pretty much. That's what I got out of it, because I was hearing those two and then I thought I heard them mention someone else potentially like having difficulty breathing or something during the competition, and I'm just like, what happened? Like, why is there so much smoke and dust?
Yeah, it was a Tomb Raider themed competition. Some members of the press got a chance to do the competition. So we know what it looks like for the most part. I didn't see that much.
I didn't either. Dust That's or why I was smoke. Confused. Unless they like adjusted it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was just like they were just doing like some archery and like a puzzle. So, you know, maybe there was like a big structure behind them. Maybe they had to like go inside of it or something. Yeah. But who knows? thank God nobody died, Susan says in the chat, in the Facebook chat. Yes, it's very good. Allie talked about targeting Veronica and potentially protecting Ryan. She has her own agenda here in the seven person thing, which makes sense. Allie is very much the person that is Olivia continues to do nothing, and as far as I can see, she's like in this thing but not having any sort of input. But Allie is you know trying to bond with Ryan. She's talking to people about like you know Derek and Kayla are pretty dangerous, and she's talking about targeting Veronica because she feels like Veronica is a big threat. So Allie is a very interesting player here because she's. She's basically like somebody who is on the other side of the house, but for whatever reason, in the time that the feeds were down, was included in on this 7-person thing.
Right. It makes no sense in my opinion, but here we are.
Yes. Not sure why it happened exactly, but things.
Maybe she was just like sitting in the same room and they were like, oh, hey, you want to join? Like, that's about all I can think of.
Maybe somebody was a Devon and they were just like, look, we've got this alliance. We need you in. Maddie ended up talking to the cameras. She talked about how much she loves Paris and Will. She wants to trust them, but it's kind of hard. She hopes Hamza wins the HOH. I think a lot of people are because Hamza later on talks about like he's just gung-ho. He's just going to go straight for Derek and Kayla. He's going to go straight to the power. I think most people are rooting for a Hamza HOH at this point, including the audience. She's just so happy to be there. She's a huge fan of the game, of the show, and she is so happy to be there. She's pretending not to be a fan, so she's not able to talk about this with anyone else. But she's living her dream, and very, very happy to see this from Maddie. I like Maddie a lot. I like a lot of what she's doing. However, she does need to be careful because a lot of people are targeting her, and she doesn't quite know it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I really enjoyed getting to listen to what she had to say. And I always think it's so cool when people like take the time to sit and like talk to us so we can really see what's going on inside their head. But I definitely agree that she needs to get or figure out that people are starting to target her. She has like a small inkling, but I don't think she knows how serious it is at this point. But yeah.
Yes. I believe Melissa tweeted last night that I love how both Maddie and Paris have been talking to the cameras and going over their strategies on how much they love Big Brother in separate parts of the house at different times. And have no idea that the other person is doing something very similar. It's very cool.
I love
to see.
It.
Yes, it's very interesting. It really is like a lot of these women, you know, Maddie, who is a big fan, she's hiding it. She's talking to the cameras. Paris, who's a big fan, she's hiding it. She's talking to the cameras. And even Kayla, not really talking to the cameras, but is a big fan and hiding it. And they're all in the same circles and they're all hiding it from each other. It's very fun to watch. And the gameplay that's stemming from these fans, I think, has been tremendous so far.
I agree. I've really enjoyed what we've gotten to see so far, and I'm super excited to see how they continue to play throughout the next few weeks.
Yes, because it's very much like they have so many options available to them because this week there are no twists and they are all savvy about the game. And despite what Ryan tells them, they know a lot about the game and they're trying to keep their options open as much as possible. And then like when people don't know the game, they feel very much they are the people that are just like, oh, I'm going to be locked in like with my core group of alliance members. And then like when a twist comes, it's like, oh, that's scary. Let's lock things down. Let's keep things going. But when people feel confident in the game, in their position in the game, that's when the good gameplay comes and the bad gameplay, because like the good bad gameplay, not the bad gameplay, because that's when people make mistakes based on their confidence, when they're like, man, I'm getting bored, let's do something fun. So I'm very, very happy about what I've seen this week. I hope we get more weeks like it. There really haven't really even been any down days other than the days that the feeds have been down. Literally. So very, very exciting stuff. Next week could be very interesting. assuming it's not just going to be a straightforward, let's get rid of the new players, which I honestly don't think it will. Even if the two of them go up, I think there's going to be a lot of talk about a potential backdoor, whether or not it happens. And there'll continue to be a lot of shifting in these alliances and people trying to form their final true alliances. And I don't know if there'll ever be true alliances until a twist comes down and really forces them to lock things in place.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like this cast so far has been very, fluid can work. Like, they're just kind of all over the place and making ties and breaking the ties. And it's only been feeds on for, 5 days? Well, they were down for some part. But anyway, like, I feel like we've already gotten to see so much, and I'm excited and I'm hopeful for the rest of the season that it'll continue out this way.
Yes. Andy on Facebook says, I'm shocked Ryan did not talk to the cameras during the first half of his HOH. He talked to everyone else.
He might have talked to the cameras, and the cameras were probably doing us a solid and like left the room and went to a different room.
I don't know about that, because I swear to God, every time Ryan speaks a word, the feeds, they find him and they show him and they make him be heard. I'm going to be happy when he's not each other. you've been watching, like, am I crazy? I know a lot of people agree with me, but like, I just like listening to him talk, and they talk about it in the house. Like, the way that he talks is just so condescending sounding. Mm-hmm. And let me talk to you about why I know better than you about everything in this house. And it's just like, you know that it's going to go on forever because he talks like slowly. And there's just something about it that just makes my head explode.
Oh, no, I definitely agree. I like during the house meeting that was called yesterday, like, I was struggling to sit there and listen to him talk for so long. I'm just like, I can't listen to this, but I need to. And I want to. But it's a lot.
It's like I feel like there's a limit to how much you can hear somebody pontificate about like themselves and how much they know things
and how alone they are. I'm so alone. And but especially, I know everything.
Yeah. It's very, like when it's like they're trying to teach you, like, people don't like being taught things,
right. Right.
Especially by somebody that doesn't know better than you, as Doom Tribe points out in the chat. Ryan is not even a feeder. Like, he does not watch the feeds, which is clear by when he says 800 hours. It'd be a lot more if you watch the feeds, dude. And people that watch the feeds know the game a lot better than people that don't. And there are plenty of people that watch the feeds in that house. So for him to say, like, oh, I know better than all of you, I know way more about this game, it's like, dude, you're like, that's like saying, oh, I read the elementary school textbooks 15 times. And people are like, yeah, well, I went to college. What are you talking about? I don't know. Like, you're missing out on a lot of stuff here.
Right. You're only seeing what CBS wants you to see. Like, you can't. Whatever.
Yeah. Nicolette on Facebook says it's very Dan Foley, Survivor Dan Foley, the way Ryan talks. I agree. It's it's that God, I have to condescend. I have to lower myself to talk to you on your level right now. That's how it feels all the time.
I feel like he doesn't have actual conversations with people. It's always just him being condescending and like trying to teach them things. Like, I feel like I've rarely heard a genuine, normal conversation.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, because I feel like Ryan can be a funny guy. And I'll be very happy to see how he reacts. If he's not on the block next week and just turning into a mopey dude, if he's just like back to being a regular person in the house, I feel like he can be an entertaining character. In the same way that like Hamza and Andrew kind of like got into this kind of funny, jokey state, I feel like Ryan can be that. It's just because he was in power, like, it, you know, I am in power, I know everything. And so like when he's back to when he's humbled a bit, James Maslow style, I feel like he can maybe be entertaining again.
Yeah,
but we'll just have to see. All right. So We had Olivia and Erica talking about targeting Maddie in Paris. That's basically it. Just a lot of talk about like who we're going to be targeting next week. And it's really like not who we're going to be targeting next week, but who are our targets outside of the obvious targets? And they're very much stuck on these obvious targets. And like I said, I feel like they almost all of them should just ignore the obvious targets and just go after the power base on the other side. The Derek Kayla faction should be very careful of the Will, you know, Paris, Maddie faction, and vice versa. And everybody should be trying to pull in the Hamza, Marin, Ryan sort of group, because they, for as much as they talk about how Ryan is so smart, he knows this game, he's so dangerous, Marin, he's so sneaky, we don't know about him, and like, oh, Hamza, like, we like Hamza, but you never know, like, They're harmless. They really are. Hamza is the most dangerous, and he's the one they're least threatened by. Marin just wants a home. Marin just wants a friend. And if you give him friendship, then like Marin would absolutely be one of Paul's puppets. So 100%. Be his Paul. And then Ryan is Ryan just wants to be accepted by the cool kids. There's a reason he put up his friend, Andrew, and his other friend, Hamza, because he wants to appease the cool kids. So remember that. Like, don't just take this, like, what happens in the house is that perception becomes reality. So, like, the perception is now, oh, Ryan's kind of a jerk. Ryan's too smart. Ryan's a dangerous player. But think about the actions he took, which are that he put up two of his own allies. If you had the power to make some dude put up two of his own allies, that's not particularly dangerous. So I really feel like they should pull these people in. Susan on Facebook asks, who is Olivia aligned with? As we mentioned, she is part of that 7-person thing. She has a decent connection with Erica, somewhat with Allie as well. But she really just doesn't talk much strategy. If the veto had gone another way, she could have left this week. But apart from that, not really much relevance.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for you today. Thank you for joining us. Where can we find you on Twitter, Jen?
At JRenee, R-E-N-E-E _BB.
All right, do it. Follow Jen. You can follow me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. Make sure you check out the Taren Show this week. Find the Taren Show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and listen to my interview with Rennie Martin from Big Brother 10. Had a great time talking to Rennie. I'm already seeing rave reviews.
I'm so excited to listen to that today. I cannot wait.
I had a DM when I woke up that was like, what did it say? It said, great job not editing the Rennie podcast at all. It really gave the wacky all over the place feel that is Rennie. I'm not being sarcastic, by the way, like genuinely, thank you for not editing it. That was great. I did edit it a lot, actually. By the way, if it seems like it's not edited, but that's the true measure of good editing. There was actually some audio issues that I'm happy that nobody's complained about yet. But yes, very, very fun interview with Rennie. We got to meet a whole cast of characters over the course of the interview, and lots of great stories and lots of yelling. So make sure you check out the interview with Rennie. And then, of course, we'll be live tonight to talk about Big Brother Canada 6 on the LFC Roundtable podcast. Melissa, Brent, and I will be talking, and we'll be doing that at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll update you on everything that's going on the feeds. And then Thursday morning, we'll be recapping the Wednesday night episode and giving you a live feed update. And then, of course, Thursday night, we'll be talking about the Thursday night eviction of Big Brother Canada 6. So lots of fun stuff heading your way. Of course, make sure you also check out our American Ninja Warrior podcast that Lita and I have been doing. This new show, it's kind of new, but not really. It's the extenuation of Team Ninja Warrior. It's called Ninja versus Ninja. It's on the USA Network. It's a very fun show. These competitors, they race against each other side by side on this course. It's very, very fun. It's a huge improvement over Team Ninja Warrior. And we've been talking about that we also are going to cover the USA versus the World special as well. Very fun stuff. If you like the challenges in any of these shows, this is like those, but way better. So make sure you check out the Ninja Warrior stuff. And I think that's all we've got for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.